Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Confidence Boost, the twice weekly pep rally to boost your business esteem. I'm your host, Brandy Riley. I went to school for theater. I know I told you guys that before, but my goal was to be some kind of star. I don't know what kind, just any kind. And interestingly enough, my path took a completely different direction that got me to the place that I always wanted to get to. I want to talk a little bit about that today again. I know that I've talked about it in a previous episode, but you guys, the season that I'm in right now is just so bizarre. You know, it's kind of a big reminder that the journey that you're on might not be the one that you set off on, you know, and so you got to just keep your eyes open and be observant about the fact that you are reaching your goals and following your dreams. I remember wanting to be a writer. I remember wanting to be an actor. And right before I came in here to record this episode, I was doing a self-tape audition for another commercial. Interestingly enough, right? So I went to school for theater. I auditioned a million times, never got cast in anything big when I was doing this full time. But now I'm just kind of dabbling in it. And it seems like I'm getting calls to do stuff left and right. Now, I don't know if I booked this gig yet, but the fact that it took me 2 minutes to record a video in my own home where I'm portraying myself and I might get paid for it, like that's a big deal, you guys. The other thing that is so bizarre is that I wanted to be a star, right? I wanted to go to Hollywood and go to movie premieres and walk the red carpet and be in the room with the people who are the most creative folks in the universe. And while I never made it as an actor doing that, as a blogger, I've been to several movie premieres. I have had access to some of the biggest movie studios in the country, met some of the biggest stars, interviewed them. I got to talk to Oprah, Ava DuVernay, I mean, Reese Witherspoon. It's crazy how things turned out. So this is just another reminder for you guys. Like I said, I've said this before. I know. And it's kind of like I'm a broken record, but I see so many women who are doing things that other folks would only dream about. And we don't give it as much credit as it deserves. You know, we kind of treat it as if it's just kind of like, well, this is what average people do, when actually what we're doing is quite extraordinary. I want you to look at your life. Is there anything that you're doing that if you stepped outside of yourself and were just a regular everyday woman, a regular everyday mom, a regular everyday Susie Q, looking at your life from the outside in, what are the things that would stand out to you? Would you be surprised that you were receiving free products and services just because of who you are and the type of work that you do and the type of influence you have? Would you be surprised that people pay you for your expertise and for your creative skill? Think about yourself in the way that other people look at you and start giving more weight to the things that you're doing on a daily basis. You guys, so many of us are living lives that we only dreamed about. Now, we might not be in the mansions just yet or driving the Teslas. We might not be in first class every time we fly, but you know, things are pretty good for the most part, right? Like we're doing things that folks have put on their vision board for next year, and we've already been there, done that. That's amazing. That's amazing. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. If you're enjoying this quick little podcast every Tuesday and Thursday, I would love for you to just leave a review, put 5 stars, let somebody know about it. I want to keep going. I'm going to keep going. This fills me up just as much as I hope it fills you up. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.